a comparison of new drugs approved by the EMA and the FDA in 1999 through 2011.
Thank you so much. Thank you for coming. Our research project today is about a comparison of new drug approved by the EMA and the FDA in the period from 1999 to 2011. I did this research with my colleague Al-Shehri and Badaoud and under supervision of Dr. Enrique and Dr. Rosa. We did this research at the International Center for Pharmaceutical Economic and Policy at Mass College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences in Boston. I'm going to go through these outlines. I'm going to give brief background, and then I will discuss our objectives and the data we used and method. And after that, I will discuss our result, and then I will make a conclusion. The European Medicines Agency, EMA, and the United States Food and Drug Administration, and the United States Food and Drug Administration, FDA, have different regulatory systems, and they work by different mechanisms for review and approval of new drugs. These differences in regulatory system result in differences in approval dates and characteristics of approved products. I'm going to give a quick explanation of some terminology. New molecular entities, NME, that drug has an active moiety and that has never been approved by the FDA or marketed in the United States. New biological product, BLA, is mainly derived from human or animal or microorganisms and is mainly used for human, for example, vaccines, growth factors, and antibody supplement, and so on. Priority review, FDA, evaluations of application for drugs that are represent significant improvement over the alternative available in the market. Our purpose in this study was to compare the characteristic of priority review, new molecular entities, and new biologic product approved by both systems at the same period. Also to compare the approval process of both systems and assess the differences in average review times in both systems. We collect our data from the FDA and EMA websites, dates of application and approval and orphan status were extracted from FDA orphan, FDA approval letters, and EMA centralized marketing authorization letters. Also, we used original approved FDA package insert and EMA summaries of products and characteristics. We used descriptive statistics to assess and compare the approval process and characteristic of both regulatory systems. Also, we used t-test to assess differences in average review times in both systems, and significance level was set at 0.05. What we found is 101 priority review drugs were approved by both regulatory systems in the same period. 82 of these products were new molecular entities, and it represents 81.2%. And 19 of these products were biologics, and it represents 18.8%. Now I'm going to talk about biologic submissions and approval times. Biologics application submitted to the FDA 1.3 months earlier than the EMA, with median 0.3 months. Also, biologics approved by the FDA 7.1 months earlier than the EMA, with median 5.8 months. In this figure, we can show three submissions and approval of priority review biologics approved by both systems at the same period. In the left side, we can see 14 of these products, 14 of 19 products were first submitted to the FDA, while 5 of these products were first submitted to the EMA. In the right side, we can see 17 out of 19 of these products were first approved by the FDA, compared to 2 products were first approved by the EMA. Now I'm going to talk about new molecular entity submissions and approval. New molecular entities were submitted first to the FDA 1.4 months earlier than the EMA, with median 0.4 months. Also, new molecular entities approved by the FDA 6.7 months earlier than the EMA, with median 7.5 months. Also, in this figure, we can show first submissions and approval of new molecular entities approved by both systems at the same time. In the left side, we can see 54 of these products, or 65.9%, were first submitted to the FDA, and 29.3% were first submitted to the EMA, while 4.9% were first submitted to the both system at the same time. In the right side, we can see new molecular entities approval or market authorizations. 76.1% of the new molecular entities were first approved by the FDA, compared to 13% were first approved by the EMA. In this slide, I'm going to show average review times of biologics and new molecular entities approved by both systems at the same period. In the left side, we can see the average review times of biologics products in the FDA was 7.7, while the average review times of biologics products in the EMA was 14.6. So we can see the differences between both systems. The EMA took longer time than the FDA. The difference is approximately about 6.9 months. So we can say the average review times is statistically significant, lower for the FDA than the EMA. In the right side, we can see the new molecular entities product. The average review times for the new molecular entities products in the FDA was 9.3. While the average review times of new molecular entities in the EMA was 14.5. So also we can see the differences between both systems. EMA took longer time in average review times than the FDA. The difference is approximately 5.2 months. So we can say the average review times is statistically significant, lower for the FDA than the EMA. Now I'm going to show our fund status for biologics and new molecular entities approved by both systems at the same period. The number of products with orphan designation in the EMA was 33, compared to the number of products with non-orphan designation in the EMA, 68. In the right side, we can see the FDA. The number of products in the FDA with orphan designation is 57. And the number of products with non-orphan designation in the FDA, 44. So we can say the number of products with orphan designation is higher for the FDA than the EMA. As we say, the number of products with orphan designation was higher for the FDA than for the EMA. The United States granted orphan designation to 13 products that did not have orphan designation in the European Union, whereas the EMA granted orphan designation to 2 products that did not have orphan designation in the United States. Also, we found differences in indication. Differences in indication observed in 25 drugs, approximately 24.8%. These differences as clinical restrictions, differences, patients group differences, primary or secondary indication, were status of product as adjunctive treatment. The priority review classifications allow regulatory agencies to expedite the review of drugs that are considered to represent significant improvement over the alternative found in the market or that will be used for disease where no satisfactory alternative treatment exists. In our research, we found similarities and discrepancies between the two regulatory systems in submissions and approval, and also in average review times of priority drugs. Some of the differences can be related to the specific characteristics of the regulatory system. For example, review time. Other differences may be related to the specific strategies of companies, for example, for submissions. Finally, we can conclude that there are significant differences in the time elapsed between the filling and the approval of drugs in the United States and the European Union. Orphan designation also varied between both regulatory systems. Harmonization of the regulatory system could facilitate timely approval of essential pharmaceuticals. We reach to the end. Thank you so much for your attention, and feel free to ask or make comments. Thank you so much.
I know they're harder to get at. You look at disapprovals, in other words, one drug approved in one system and not approved in the other, or were there several rounds where a drug was required to have more information and then it was resubmitted? Do you see any evidence of those sorts of differences?
So you can say that again?
If you look at disapprovals, any drug not approved, submitted to the FDA, it was approved and submitted to European, oh, not approved.
Thank you for your questions. No, in our study, just we focus on the approved drugs. So that's a good point. Maybe we look for the disapproval.
I have two questions. First, was approval time defined the same way by both agents in both settings? And second, your last point about harmonization. I mean, if two agencies review the data and approve it for different indications, then what does that say about harmonizing? I mean, are you saying that we should approve them for all the indications that both agencies had, that we should take one agency's approvals over the other? Evaluating data like this is part science and it's also subjective.
Okay, I mean more collaboration and harmonization between both systems that could help to identify the specific indication in the different systems.
Okay. With regard to the first point, was review time defined the same in both settings? Because sometimes there's review times includes, at least for the FDA, time for the agency to respond to query, time for the company to respond to queries, and what is the actual time when a final decision is made, because the EMA makes a decision and then it has to go to, there's another level even after it's made its decision. So were the times
defined
the same?
Yeah, they just calculate the time from the first submissions and to approval.
Okay, but if the EMA doesn't include the time for the companies to respond and the FDA does, then comparing approval times is comparing apples and oranges.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your point. I will look for that questions and I will try to find the answer. Good point. Thank you so much.
We're just about out of time. It's 2 o'clock. I think the presenters, if they wanted to stick around for a couple minutes, might be able to answer some more questions. So I thank everybody for your time and attention this afternoon.